Dave, if you think we waffle, you've got Marcus coming in. Just say. Serve out wide, back out into the feet, and the backhand of Osaka going deep into the corner. It's a high ball. Osaka will snatch it out of the air, but she goes back to Jovic and has to play a volley, and that's a great get from Jovic. But why Osaka went back to Iva Jovic?
Osaka.
Who's 2 points away now from splitting sets with Naomi Osaka.
I do feel like this almost deserves to be a three-setter. It's been very close all the way along. Osaka quite often gets a nose in front and then Jovic pegs her back.
30-all. Osaka serves down the tee. Cut back. The ball will land long.
40-30.
One hour, 51 minutes. This is the first match today on court. Susan Longland, Sabalenka follows this. Louise Kawami follows that. Coco Gauff and Anastasia Potapova follows Flavio Caboli. Game point for 5-all. Serve down the tee, forehand back through the middle of the court. The off forehand sits up for Jovic, spring down with the backhand to the inside in, long from Osaka.
40.
Well, Osaka's always going to go for her shots. She's not a player who gives herself huge margin for error. There's slightly more margin the way that she plays on clay. But she's always going to try and hit her way out of trouble.
Juice. Serve out wide. Forehand back to the feet. Swung cross. Got perfect 1-2 punch off the wide serve.
Because it works. In moments like that, it works. That was all set up by a much better serve from Osaka, and the backhand cross court beautifully placed. Jovic nowhere near it.
Merci.
Game point. Good serve. Finished off. Point one, game one, 5 games all.
Cinq jeux partout.
I think while they rearrange their balls, we will rearrange our commentators. Marcus and Antoine are going to be stepping in.
Yes, in shape and very big target down the middle.
Very big target down the middle. Lots more shape. Thomas Witarowski.
I just thought that was you giving instructions to Marcus before he starts his commentary.
Big target down the middle, Marcus, and a lot more shape on your balls.
Thanks, coach. Didn't realise you had such attention to detail.
And what was the other one? Stay tough. And Antoine, bring us lots of energy. That's the team talk we've taken from Thomas Witarowski and Thomas Gutteridge on Susan Longland.
And remember, we believe in you.
We believe in you. We want energy, toughness and shape on your balls.
This one.
Perfect. That sounds like a plan.
How's the shape of your balls this morning, Antoine?
I didn't want to go there, and I was sure that you were going there, but it's going to be a beautiful day in Paris, hopefully.
I mean, is Eleanor actually going to have some time off? Surely there's something we can get her to do. What a stint last night from Lady E and Simon Cambus. Thoroughly enjoyed listening to them. And they're back. Well, Eleanor's back tonight for the night session with the Empress. We have got a football match that will not really get much of a mention. But it'll get more of a mention if PSG win, although I know Antoine and I will disagree about this.
You know what? I'm not a PSG fan.
I know. But does it mean, because you are not, that you will go... I mean, I'm getting a lot of criticism because I'm English, because I don't want the English team to win. Is it the same in France, or would you still support PSG?
You do not want Arsenal to win?
Anybody except Arsenal. They're our arch rivals, you see. So
PSG is the natural nemesis of Marseille.
Right.
You know? But for the last 10 years, there is... I can't say that we are competitors, because PSG is just dominating, and so, you know, I kind of I accepted. our faith.
You're obviously, oh, what a wonderful backhand down the line from Jovic, serving here at 5-all. She's got to 30-all now. Uh-huh. Remember that Naomi Osaka, competing in her 100th Grand Slam match, took the first set by 7-5 in a tiebreak. But this is an intriguing battle. Jovic is the 17th seed, Osaka the 16th. So there wasn't expected to be much between them. And Stefan wants to do something with my microphone. He is a master of excellence. It was too close to my mouth.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than having a microphone too close to your mouth. As Jovic goes to 40-30. This match being played on court, Suzanne Longlen. Bit of a change in the balance of power on Simone Mathieu, where Maria Sakkari was in control, having taken the first set 6-1. Forehand is long from Osaka, who bounces her racket. Well, doesn't bounce it, she just smashes her racket onto the clay and leaves it there as she goes across to her towel box. And in a moment, she's going to have to serve to stay in the second set. Maria Sakkari won the first set against the Polish qualifier Maja Trzalinska by 6-1. But since then, it's been all Poland. Trzalinska won the second set 6-3, and she's currently serving at 4-1, 30 love. So she is closing in on a place in the round of 16. We'll have two Poles there because obviously we were guaranteed one following yesterday's encounter between Iga Świątek and Magda Linette, which Iga won. So it's proving to be a terrific, well, certainly first week for the Poles on the women's side of things. And Flavio Caboli is in complete control in front of us on court. Philippe Chatrier against Leonard Tien of the United States. Caboli, the 10th seed, won the first set 6-2 against the number 18 seed from the United States. Tien's currently serving at 1-5, 40-15 in the second. So that's not really proving to be much of a contest so far. It's another hot day as Lady E and the Empress are telling it's meant to be the last of the hot days. The weather's going to change quite decisively tomorrow. But for now, at least, everyone continues to fan themselves. The humidity is quite high. We know the players, or some of the players at least, have been really struggling, but it's part and parcel of the contest. And talking of struggling, well, here is Osaka now, not having things all her own way in this second set and serving to stay in it at 5-6 as we get cutaways from the crowd of one gentleman in a PSG shirt and another in an Arsenal shirt. And this morning, I left it a bit late, Antoine, but I wanted to go to the Parc des Princes, to the club shop, and acheter une chemise de PSG.
Yeah.
You cannot get near the ground unless you have a ticket because it's a sellout tonight. Everyone's going in to watch the match on the giant screens.
Yeah.
And there's huge diversions to get to Roland Garros to my hotel. You had to go all the way around the felt like all the way around the city as Osaka serves at 15 love. It's an off forehand to the double hander of Jovic. Off forehand again from Osaka's good. And Jovic is really having to defend here. Now she's on her forehand, way behind her baseline, goes back onto her backhand again. Osaka goes back behind her. Osaka very much in control of that rally, and Jovic, although she tried to get back on track there as the ball was behind her, she nets and it's 30 love.
Yeah, you can tell that the game plan by Osaka is to insist on the backhand side of Jovic. That seems to be working so far.
So we appear to be heading towards a tiebreak.
Another one, yeah.
Second set. Unless Jovic can find a little bit of inspiration here. 5-6-30 love. Osaka serves. Forehand return up the middle of the court. Big cross-court forehand from Osaka. The same from Jovic. Now she's got a race round onto her backhand. She puts up a high ball. Osaka's there. And the drive volley is clinical.
40-0.
Yeah, so I couldn't get anywhere near the stadium, Antoine. There's an incredible police and security presence all around here today, isn't there?
Yeah, there's been instruction given to, of course, the police, la gendarmerie, which is the police of the army.
Right.
And because Roland Garros is so close from the Parc des Princes, the security is at its maximum.
Oh, what a wonderful backhand cross court from Osaka right into Jovic's backhand corner. There was nothing she could do about that. It's a very accomplished hold of serve, and after exactly 2 hours, we're going into a second set tiebreak. Is this partly because of what happened last year when PSG won? I mean, this area was crazy, wasn't it, all night?
Yeah, and also, you know what? If PSG wins, it will be crazy. That's a fact, and that's for sure. But yeah, last year it went a little bit too wide. So this year they're trying to show that, okay, you're nimble to be more careful with the celebrations and everything.
If they lose, would it also be crazy in such a nice way?
I think no matter what, it will be chaos around Roland Garros. Ooh, second serve that did catch the line. Very deep. And it was like a missed the backhand return.
Yeah, it was a very brave second serve, if that's where she intended to put the ball, right off the back of the line.
Becoming white.
Yeah, it came up very quickly to Osaka. She did net the return. So first point of the tiebreak goes to the American. Osaka, of course, is wearing this dress that has received so much publicity. Forehand return from Jovic right down the middle of the court. The off forehand from Osaka. She's there again with the same shot. The double hander from Jovic. Both now exchanging backhands until Osaka tries to go across court with a forehand, but she overdoes it.
2-0 Jovic.
So a mini break for Jovic. For those of you not interested in football, I promise we won't continue to talk about it, but it's one of those days in Paris where you've got two huge sporting attractions.
Yeah.
Ace, Osaka.
And a huge command that followed the ace by Japanese.
She does not want to have to go into a third set on this hot, bruising afternoon.
I like how Jovic is so calm. Like, we are in the money time of the second set. She's done one set already, but she's going after her business like usual.
Yeah, she's very accomplished, very assured for a young player, isn't
exactly.
she?
Exactly.
She's missed her first serve. Osaka's bouncing up and down. Now she settles, intently focusing on her opponent. Goes the ball toss. She serves to the backhand. It's a fierce return across court. And then an off forehand again from Osaka. More defending required here from Jovic. She's stretching. She slices the ball back into play. Down the line from Osaka, but she's missed.
Yeah. As I was saying earlier, you see that Osaka wants to go to the backhand, but that's also, she wants it too much. And on the last shot, I don't think that was the right choice to go to the backhand. And that's why she missed in the alley. She had to go back in the forehand side, you know.
3-1, and another serve to come for Jovic. And this one goes to the Osaka forehand, and the return's long.
4-1, Jovic.
So many young players starting to make their mark in both the men's and the women's game, and this lady, Jovic, certainly deserves our attention.
Oh, yeah.
Osaka serving to the backhand. The return forces Osaka back a little bit. The off forehand from Jovic, flattened out by Osaka. Both players going cross-court on their backhands. Now Jovic changes the angle imperiously, beautifully. Clean winner. They change ends with Jovic leading by 5-1.
Jovic.
With Thierry Champion in our box, the former French professional tennis player that is working for USTA. I'm sure that's why he's over there.
Do you know Thierry?
Yeah, I do.
Nice guy.
Him. Very nice guy. Used to coach my brother.
Of course.
He was the captain of my team in Tennis Club de Paris in the French professional championship with the clubs.
Crowd really enjoying this, and I think quite pleased that they're going to get almost certainly another set. Let's not write Osaka off just yet, but here she is serving at 1-5. That's a good serve. It's, Jovic did what she could to get the ball back in play. She was stretching it, went high, but it landed wide.
Big serve down the middle, 186 kilometers per hour. Good job by Osaka trying to stay in this tiebreak. But Jovic has two serves to come.
Crowd really G'd up, and it's still pretty early in the afternoon. But it's a moving crowd, because wherever you look, people are fanning themselves. They're doing what they can to try and lessen the extent of the heat. First serve clips the tape, lands in, so she'll get another first serve.
Bon appétit, Stéphane.
Ah. Looks like a homemade sandwich. There's some sweet corn in there. Is that sweet corn? No? Something yellow. Backhand return from Osaka is long. Four set points for Jovic.
6-2. Jovic.
Oh, a made at home hummus.
Yeah.
Or made at home hummus. It took me three attempts to get that. Made at home hummus. Very good.
That would be a good name to be on, to have on the menu.
I like that, yeah. One of Stefan's famous made at home hummuses. Four set points for Iga Jovic here. First goes into the net. But it looks very nice anyway. And good economy from Stefan, because the sandwiches you can buy are delicious, but they're not necessarily cheap. Backhand return from Osaka. She spotted where she wanted that return to go. She pinpointed it with accuracy, and the plus one from Jovic is into the net.
Jovic.
So suddenly, just a little shift in the balance of power. Still very much Jovic is to win, but Osaka's now got a couple of serves at 3-6. She's got a dark blue visor. Long hair that swings freely, although neatly tied up in a ponytail. That's the look of Jovic. As Osaka serves to her backhand, the return forces Osaka back a little bit. Forehand cross court from Jovic. And Osaka, who is backpedaling, goes wide with her forehand. And we are going to go to a deciding set here on court. Suzanne Longland, Naomi Osaka with the first by 7 points to 5 in a tiebreak. Iga Jovic with the second by 7 points to 3.
Two players that are playing almost the same level. We're listening.
If you are back after her and the court is ready, then it's back to back time violation.
To a talk.
I'm not allowed to change twice. So can I go to the normal, to the bathroom?
It's the same thing. You have to be back before her.
What happens if I'm not?
It's back to back time violation.
There's a talk going on between the chair umpire and Jovic.
Wow. So she's already had one break where she's changed her outfit. She wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
And the umpire said only if you get back before your opponent.
If Naomi Osaka is ready to play and serve. Because I don't think that Naomi Osaka did take the first one.
Right.
At the first set. So if she's ready before you come back, you'll get back-to-back court violation, time violations. So.
Wow, yeah. Osaka is off court at the moment, but that would have been a risk for Jovic. Oh, where is she? Have I got time? I mean, no, you don't want to go down that route. But listen, those are rules, Antoine, and I accept them. But in these conditions, it seems a bit tough not to let a young lady nip into the locker room and put another shirt on.
We'd like to be more human sometimes.
You know, tell her, you've got to be quick. You know, Osaka may come back out before you've got, what, 2 minutes? It wouldn't take you more than 2 minutes. I don't know how, well, you'll know more than me. How long would it take for you to get off the court back into your actual locker room? Is it a short distance?
It's a short distance to the locker room. Well, let's try to listen to the coaching.
I love these kick serves. The Thompson says they're getting up on her. She hates returning them. She's hating the body. Yeah, she's hating the body. Yeah, exactly. But it's like jumping so much out here and it's flying away from her. Stay aggressive with those serves, okay? Listen, sometimes like it's just like it's too good. You just have to stay compact. No. Don't guess. Just cut it off. Some of them, like, you're, it doesn't matter. Like, it's no big deal. But keep sending her a message behind the second serve, okay? Because you've got to take care of your serve. Take care of your serve and your snag one. You've been snagging. But it's going to be the same set, okay? Expect the same set. Take care of your serve and snag one. Come on.
Wow, that's so interesting. The voice of Thomas Gutteridge, who is the coach to Iva Jovic. And she was listening intently there, Antoine.
I love that. I love how they were talking. Once again, Iva Jovic, so calm, listening to the coach having a conversation with her. The game plan was crystal clear. Keep hitting those kick serves because Naomi Osaka doesn't like to hit the returns above the shoulders. She hates also the body serves. Keep her moving anytime you get the occasion. Also, expect the same set, the same level of fight. And I like to listen to that from a coach because players, they enjoy when you tell them, well, this might happen, so you should be ready for that. Because when it happens, well, they just concentrate on what they're supposed to do. They're right in the moment, and they're not surprised about it by it. So that was very, very interesting.
Ironically, and I'm sure she has really benefited from that, but Naomi Osaka hasn't reappeared yet, so yeah. Jovic would have had time to go indoors and do whatever she so wishes. Every cutaway we're getting of the crowd is of somebody with a football shirt, yeah. Most of them PSG.
Yeah.
Thank you. Having not been able to change her outfit, Jovic, having listened to her coach, has been wiping herself down as much as possible, and the crowd continues to do what they can do to keep cool. And actually, those football shirts, I have to say, Antoine, I know I was going to try and buy one, but they're not the nicest things to wear on a hot day, are they?
Yeah, I'm sure that the fabrics are better now.
I hope so.
Yeah.
My old Spurs shirts from the 1980s, not designed for 21st century heat.
Yeah, please don't wear it when you wear.
I was tempted.
Commenting.
I was tempted. We've done quite well against Marseille of late. Now, Jovic has got... at one stage, she had, I think, two ice towels around her neck. She's put one on her head. We've got one gentleman wearing an exotic hat that I think even Antoine, who's a fashionista, would think twice before wearing. While we're waiting here, let me update you on what's happening elsewhere. Flavio Cuboli... We've got another cutaway now of somebody, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but they've got an umbrella up and they're completely hidden by it. It's that sort of an afternoon. Flavio Cuboli leads Lerner Tien of the United States by two sets to love, 6-2, 6-2. Matteo Berrettini has been called for his match against Francesco Comesana. That's Italy against Argentina. Francesco Cerundolo, the number 25 seed from Argentina, was in all sorts of trouble against Zachary Zvider of the United States. He lost the first two sets. He won the third by 6-3, and he's a break up in the fourth, so we could have yet another five-setter there. Diana Schneider she's won the first set against Alexandra Olenikova of Ukraine by 7-5. And not too many results as yet, but disappointment if you're a Maria Sakkari fan, because she was looking really good after the first set of her match against the Polish qualifier Maja Trzalinska. But I will get you the result from that. As Osaka comes back, we have, I imagine, a complete refresh in terms of what she's wearing. Trzalinska, after losing the first set 6-1, won the next two for the loss of just 5. So a terrific victory for her, real disappointment for Zachary, who is such a lovely person to talk to and to watch when she's in form. She could not take advantage of her bright start.
Au service, Osaka.
Quite a lengthy delay, but we're almost ready to go again. I'm just going to get my women's draw. Trzalinska goes through to play either Diane Parry or Amanda Anisimova. And as we get underway, we set number 3. Osaka serving. If you are just joining us, hello there. warm welcome to Radio Roland Garros, either for the first time today or perhaps for the first time in the fortnight. If so, I mean, come on, guys, we've been here since 10:30 last Sunday, and we are here from 11 o'clock every morning, local time, until the close of play. Anything that happens, well, you'll hear about it first on Radio Roland Garros. I'm Marcus Buckland, in the company of Antoine Beneteau, backhand return from Jovic is into the net, so 15 all, and still to come today on the main court after Gabouli and Tien will be that match between Diane Parry, who's having a fantastic few days, and Amanda Anisimova. Then it's the defending champion Coco Gauff up against Anastasia Podapova, who ended British interest in the singles by seeing off Katie Bolter a couple of nights ago. And the night match, Felix Auger-Aliassime against Brandon Nakashima. Backhand to backhand, and then an off forehand long from Jovic.
Now that we know what Jovic's plan is, it will be interesting to see
if she fulfills it.
Yeah.
Just to point out, two huge matches on Suzanne Longland today. After this one, Aryna Sabalenka, the world number one, of course, against Daria Kazakina of Australia. And then the match I have to say I'm most looking forward to, Moise Kwame against Alejandro Tabillo.
Yeah.
Sky, you've got a new superstar on your hands, Antoine. A little query.
He called after you hit the ball and you hit the ball in the net. It's her point. No, you didn't stop. He called after.
There's a misunderstanding between the umpire and Vajovic.
For me, his call didn't hinder you.
She's saying that the ball called out didn't hinder Vajovic and the ball was overruled and the umpire is calling the ball in. So it's Osaka's point, 40-15. Not a good relationship between the umpire and Vajovic so far, right now.
I was going to say, I don't think that there'll be any Christmas cards exchanged between Morgan and Lara.
In French, we say they will not spend their vacation together.
No. So it's 40-15. Osaka looking to get off to a bright start after the disappointment of losing that second set tiebreak here in the decider. She struck a fierce forehand to the backhand wing of Jovic. Now she goes cross-court. Sliced back into play by Jovic, who will go over her forehand now. The backhand's cross-court from Osaka and a miss hit on the backhand wing from Jovic. Osaka holds to 15, first game of the final set.
Ball ramasseur, s'il vous plaît. Ball neuve.
New balls?
Yeah.
Not a huge crowd inside Suzanne Longland at the moment, but you don't need that many people in this atmospheric arena to make a fantastic noise. But just going back to Moise Kwame and Alejandro Tabillo, I mean, I've been so impressed not only with his tennis, but with the way Kwame has dealt with his sudden attention that's been thrust upon him. Did you know much about him before this week?
I mean, we hear about him for the last couple of years, for the last 3 years, and he's been helped by the French Federation here and there, but always followed kind of his own path, and I think that that's a very interesting when we talk about Moise. His mother takes good care of him off the court. You know, she's kind of the manager of the project. Or his older brother is a huge inspiration for Moise as well. And he has in his box, well, Richard Gasquet as a coach, Liam Smith. That's pretty new, I think. And that's something about Moise, that he's been changing quite a lot of coaches. And he seems to have found a ground base, you know, like, so that's that seems to be working pretty well. And well, I was by the court when he won in these five setters against Vallejo, and I mean, that was just beauty of a battle. And for a young guy, for a player 17 years old, he showed so much maturity. You
know? Oh, he really did. And then the way he did the on-court interview, he was asked at the end, last question, how are you going to prepare for the next match? Thought about it, went, thank you very much, and ran off. And I went to his press conference after that, and he spoke with such clarity. Jovic has double-faulted first point of her first service game, and now she's under pressure. She's put up a high ball. The try volley's not a great one though from Osaka, and it allows Jovic to come up with a, I'm not going to say an outrageous pass, a really good pass, but to be honest, Osaka shouldn't have let her have that shot in the first place, should
she? Probably, but that that was a very important point, because Jovic, you can tell that she didn't start this third set quite the right way, and she was already down a lot, 15, and if Osaka was had more inspiration on that driven volley, well, there would be trouble for Jovic. But 15-0.
Yeah, misses with the first serve. So we've got Kwame third on this court today. He, I believe, requested an early start because he wants to watch the football.
But I feel like he's going to be during the football match.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's mature enough to put that out of his mind.
Yeah.
Backhand is driven across court by Jovic, and now her drive volley. Oh, well, it's sort of straight at Osaka.
Yeah, with a weird bounce and that kind of a air shot by Osaka. And I saw I think it was yesterday or this morning, Moise Kwame warmed up with the PSG shot.
Ah, okay. I like him even more. I mean, if he'd come out in an Arsenal shirt, my love affair with him would have ended on the spot. 30-15, love one. And Jovic not finding a first
serve. Two break points for Koboli on Kofi Chatrian. The third is already up 2 sets to love, 6-2, 6-2, 1-0, and 30-40.
Yeah, I mean, he's just one of so many players we can now say might win Roland Garros. It is crazy.
Hasn't lost a set yet.
No. And that could be significant as the backhand return from Osaka flies into the net. Jovic, having double-faulted first point of this game, is now at 40-15, looking to level at one game all. Thanks for all your tweets and your emails that continue to flood in. Loved it last night when Simon and Eleanor had a long old shift, and all those tennis-related drink names were brilliant. Missed first serve again. I don't think she's got a first serve in this game. The rhythmic bouncing of the balls, the fans continuing to flutter in the crowd. Jovic serves, body serve, and the return is long. Body serve, that was one of the things that the coach was talking about.
Un jeu partout.
Now, here's a good question, Antoine. Matt from Birmingham has been in touch.
Not sure we'll have a good answer. But
this is off the back of, I did hear Gigi earlier talking with Eleanor about how competitive the Preston family are. Gigi was saying that she and her partner aren't as competitive, mainly because he isn't. But she was telling the story about Jill Krabus, the former pro, wonderful player, terrific broadcaster now, and the most laid-back individual you could ever wish to meet, but how she once went mad playing tiddlywinks, smashed her fist down on the board and broke everything. And off that, Matthew has said, have any of your family members ever cheated when you were playing sports and games? And he adds, my sister always used to cheat when playing board games at Christmas. And I have to say, and if my darling wife Olivia is listening, I'm not going to say she cheats, but sometimes she might bend the rules a little bit. Forehand to forehand here, and a miss eventually from Osaka. So you're from a great sporting family.
Yeah.
0-15.
Are you cheats in your spare time?
No. We're very competitive. We were with my brother when we were younger, and he would hate when I beat him in video games and playing soccer in our backyard. Or he didn't like that. I was a midfielder and I was a goalie, so the rewards were set. But I didn't like when I would stop all his shots. You know.
Oh, two brothers in a sporting environment spells trouble. Great. Backhand from Osaka, 15-all.
The love affair between the Champaya and Iva Jovic keeps going because Jovic did get a time violation by the Champaya because Osaka was ready to serve and Jovic was not quite ready to return. As Naomi Osaka, it's a beautiful cross-court backhand winner. She's now up 30-15.
Yeah, good spot, Antoine. I think it can only get worse between the umpire and Jovic the way this is going.
Yeah. But I like that Iva Jovic doesn't seem to be, you know, too distracted by it. So that says a lot.
Yeah, she gets on with it. Osaka goes to 40-15. Joanne and Paul have been in touch. They're currently driving through some gorgeous rolling hills in the Scottish Borders. It's an exotic part of the world. Now, it's a backhand cross court again from Osaka. A little drop shot from Jovic, who's got a chance to... she had the opportunity to go cross court with a pass, but Osaka read it.
Yeah.
And she put in a great touch volley at the net to win the point.
But I still like the way Iva Jovic is going for every ball, even though the ball looks too far from her. She's going at it, she's going for every shot, showing Naomi Osaka that she'll be ready to fight no matter what. And I have to say that I've been observing Iva Jovic for quite some time now, and I like the way she behaves. I like the way she plays.
Well, you better be careful if you carry on like this. Your girlfriend, if she's listening, Antoine might start to get concerned.
It's only, of course, professional and tennis talk.
Yes. Back to Joanne and Paul, who are driving to these gorgeous rolling hills in the Scottish Borders. And Joanne says, we watched Naomi arrive for her match this morning, and Paul reckons that Osaka's dress could be ruled as a distraction if the sequins dazzle in the sunlight. And I did hear one or two other people suggest that, but there's been no issue as far as the officials are concerned with it, and this is now the third time she's worn it, so she's getting away with it if there are any distractions. And I'm sure the way this match is developing, if there are, Jovic will have a word with the umpire, and the umpire will say, get on with it.
And there's also one thing is that every time she gets in on the court, you know, with a big dress or a big cape with it that comes with it, and there's always also at the same time a person that is here and to get the whole thing and put it back in the locker room. And I was saying the other day, well, imagine if all the players had that, you'd be in Roland Garros and people running out with outfits.
It would be a fashion show, wouldn't it?
So
right
here, come
on, legs. Now first point of this fourth game,
come on, Eva,
has gone the way of Osaka, so that's a little more vocal encouragement for Jovic as a result. She did lose the first point of her opening service game with a double fault and responded well. What can she do here? 1-2, love 15. She's serving to the backhand. Return comes back at her. Low angle cross court from Jovic. Great depth though from Osaka, and that forces the error.
0-30.
Jovic got surprised by the depth of Osaka's shot and was not quite in position.
1-2, love 30.
Yeah, danger here.
Yeah. Well, we've been really impressed with her calmness, her composure so far. Let's see how she handles this issue. She serves out wide to the forehand. It's a good first serve, and the return balloons long.
15-30.
The big, aggressive, spinning serves that her coach asked for.
There is a bit of breaking football news away from the Champions League, which I will share in just a moment. If you're a Liverpool fan, you'll be of... it'll be of particular interest. Good serve again. Miss-hit return. Liverpool have sacked their manager this morning. Arne Slot, who won the league with them in his first season, but oversaw a very disappointing campaign that ended last week, has paid for that. He's been sacked. Jovic, 1-2, 30-all. Again, it's another good serve, but Osaka's got this one back into play. She was taken out wide on her forehand side, though, and in came Jovic to whip her plus one across court on the backhand into the open space. Comfortable winner from love 30. It's 40-30.
Reaction by Jovic.
And I am... There's one thing about that whole Liverpool story that surprises me. As Jovic misses with her first serve into the net. looking to level things up at 2-2 in the final set. She serves now to the backhand. Oh, that's a great return from Osaka, who comes in and hammers away a dry volley, having pushed her opponent back with a brilliant return.
Here we go. Come on.
Oh, she launched into that double hander. And although Jovic got it back into play, Osaka was quickly at the net to fire away a winner and put a little more pressure again on the Jovic serve. And not for the first time, that first serve is into the net. They've been playing now for 2 hours and 30 minutes, coming up to 20-2 local time on a muggy Saturday afternoon in the French capital. Second serve is a good one, deep again. How many times have we seen that, Antoine? A really deep, potentially dangerous, but very effective second serve.
Yeah, that... She keeps being brave with the second serve, and the body forehand rear of Naomi Osaka seems to be working for Jovic. She gets a lot of miss out of Osaka.
Francisco Cerundolo has won the fourth set on court 14 against Zachary Zvider, so they are into a decider. Cerundolo coming back from two sets down there. Flavio Caboli. Two sets and a break-up against Lerner Tien on court Philippe Chatrier. Big return again from Osaka down the middle of the court. No. But as she comes in to try and take advantage, she misses with her forehand. And Jovic, despite being at love 30, has managed to hold on again. It's two games all in the final set.
The second serve return, you need to be more aggressive. Pick a target and flow through it. You can also use the middle if you want, whatever you choose, but stay committed.
Great advice by her coach.
Yeah. I've got to say, I'm so glad we get to hear this
now.
Yeah,
it's good, huh?
There was a lot of, criticism of the possibility of allowing coaching. I know Tim Hemman, the former British number one, was particularly against it as Osaka comes in and has all the time in the world to see which way Jovic was going to go and hammers her forehand in the other direction. He said, it's up to the players. When you get out there, you've got to work it out for yourself. But actually, I it's up to them now to decide whether they're going to listen to the coach, whether they're capable of taking it all on board in the heat of battle.
Exactly.
But I just think for the rest of us, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. And I've been... Coaching has been around since always, We've used to say stuff to our players and all the time with gestures or with a whisper of a word, now that it's allowed, well, that allows us to also to put some mics and we can listen there to the advisors. So, and I like the way the Jovic's coach talks to her and how he gives her like a plan to follow, and seems to be working.
It does. Well, interesting couple of serves from Osaka. An ace followed by a double fault. 9 aces now, 2 double faults for Osaka. And it leaves her a 2-all 30-15. It's a good serve down the middle and the return goes high and drops in the net.
Good quality of first serve for Osaka so far. It's been very helpful in some moments. Jovic has trouble to read the first serve. When it's the second serve, it's another story, but...
She's going to get a chance to look at a second serve now.
Let's see if she'll commit to it. She'll be aggressive. Steps in, goes hard in the middle. And down the line with the back end. Great sequence by Jovic.
40-30. Yeah. Looks lovely. And she continues to impress. Raised in Torrance, California. Jovic's idols are Novak Djokovic, who lost that epic encounter yesterday, of course, and Belinda Bencic. She's been playing tennis since the age of 5, but she's never going to get that one back. Another ace, yeah. Osaka holds again. We're still on serve in this deciding set. Fascinating battle. Jovic in a moment will serve at 2-3. Flavio Cabolli, 4-2 up in the third. Two sets up against Leonard Tien. Matteo Berrettini has just started against Francisco Comesana of Argentina on Simone Mathieu. Interestingly, on court 14, Francisco Cerundolo, having come from two sets down to take the match into a fifth, has been broken straight away by Zachary Zvider of the United States. So he is serving at 2-love, 30-all. Diana Schneider took the first set against Oleksandra Onikova of Ukraine by 7-5, and she's 4-1 up in the second, so Schneider looks to be heading towards victory. There were some doubles matches as well. Actually, not too much tennis on the outside courts today, but lots more still to come in terms of big matches on the show courts. Hello to Dave, the cool Dave, he says, in Austin, Texas. What a wonderful part of the world. Thanks to everyone at Radio Roland Garros, chatty commentators especially. The combination of playful banter and updates on the tennis is like the perfect combination of gin and tonic with a twist of lime. I like that. I like the sound of that as well.
Yeah.
Do keep all your messages coming. You can X us at radio_RG @radio_RG, and you can email us frenchopenradio@fft.fr, frenchopenradio@fft.fr. Arthur's been in touch. Bonjour, I like your commentary, but it would be more interesting for listeners if you could switch to courts with matches in crucial stages. Osaka Jovic in the beginning of a set? No. Go to the Cerundolo match at the end of set four. Well, that's a good editorial point, Arthur, and we try to do that as much as possible. I just think that with another set to go in that one, we will, with any luck, get to the conclusion there after the end of this fascinating battle that we have invested a lot of time in. But point taken. Thank you very much indeed. As Jovic goes back behind Osaka, who pushes her forehand long. Madumita, she's often in touch with her. With us, not with her. She's in touch with herself as well, I'm quite sure. Wonders how players like Agassi, Sampras, Courier, Edberg, Becker, and even Graf, Sabatini, and Davenport would have fared in the current game, given the physicality and speed the game now has. She also wants to know, going back in time, who the Heat would have suited and who would have faltered like Sinner. Well, the comparison, the first part of it, is so difficult to be sure, but having spent a lot of time with the former British number one, Roger Taylor, he says players would deal with different conditions, different technology, etc., in exactly the same way as the current ones are. So you can never be sure as Osaka hits a beautiful backhand winner down the line. But it's another interesting question, Madumita. It's something I'm sure we'll come back to. And Vic, packing for my train to Paris, we'll join you guys tomorrow on Chatre for the day and night session. Have a good journey, Vic. Make sure you've got this year's ticket after my blunder this time last week. Still can't quite get over the fact that I turned up at St. Pancras with a train ticket from 2025 thinking it would work. Well, I didn't think it would work, but it was a nightmare. Anyway, it was sorted. Jovic, 15-all now. Cross court on the backhand, and Osaka is rushed into her double hander and nets.
30-15.
And Vic actually says last year, when they had the bus parade through the city, this was the PSG fans on the Sunday, back to the stadium, those of us with night match tickets were diverted a long way around Roland Garros. Some folk didn't realise, and they were late for the match start. Good advice here from Vic. Arrive early. Yeah, if you are coming today, make sure you give yourself extra time to get here, as Osaka has just missed across court, and Jovic is very quickly going up to mark the mark.
Let's see if the jumper is going to follow her.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Ooh, that was close.
Feathers might have flown if that had been overruled.
But you can tell that the chair umpire is having, like, I don't know. That's a French umpire, so I don't want to be in trouble.
I'm sure she's just strict but fair, Antoine.
You think so?
Strict but fair. Both players have won 100 points. It couldn't be any closer. Jovic now, 2-3, 40-15. Yeah. Ace down the middle. 101 points now for Jovic. Three games all, but that's excellent advice from Vic. Do come early if you're walking to Roland Garros today. And if PSG win, then tomorrow it'll be a very similar situation. If I presume they have a bus parade again.
Yeah.
You've got to give yourself extra time to get here.
And they will have a ceremony in the Parc des Princes. 7-6, 6-7, 3-all on course with Anne Langlen. I think that's the best fighting on the women's draw so far.
Justina, and I was listening earlier, says, Marcus, Lady E should have left you a note on the pronunciation of, oh, Chaolinska's name. Oh, it starts with a HVA, like in her catch.
015.
Chaolinska. Is that right? Oh, dear. I shudder at night when I think of all the names I have mangled. Apologies, Justina. I'm getting your name right.
Let's see if Iva Jovic can do something. Love 15. As Flavio Cobolli is up 5-3 in the third set, leading two sets to love.
Osaka with a
forehand. Yeah.
Just catches the outside of the sideline as she went across court on a forehand. Jovic having a little look, but then she just goes up and erases the mark. Mad Martin gets upset with me when I go on about the football. Says, I can't imagine how you'd have felt if Tottenham had been relegated. Don't think I'd be here, Martin, to be honest. I had a one-way ticket to Siberia lined up for that eventuality. At radio_RG, at radio_RG on X, French Open Radio at fft.fr. That's French Open Radio at fft.fr. Great return from Jovic. Lent into that double-hander, forced the error on the Osaka plus one, and she's got to 15-30.
The heat is on Naomi Osaka right now.
Backhand return up the middle of the court, lofted from Osaka on her forehand. Off forehand now from the Japanese player, who'll go on to her backhand cross court to the double hander of Jovic. That was deep, caught the outside of the line. The point continues, then a net court for Jovic. She's now playing the drop shot. Can Osaka get there? She can. She goes cross court. There's a gap to end. Oh, there was a gap for Jovic to pass her. But Osaka read the situation at the net. She was there, and she puts away a backhand volley.
What a missed opportunity here for Iva Jovic after having the point in her racket. First that drop shot that was poorly touched, and then she has all the gap in the world to go down the line with the pass.
Yeah, why was she...
And she went for a slice forehand.
Why
she
was
didn't
she doing
go
that?
For the spin forehand.
15-stroke rally, and the last shot was not a good one for Jovic, and there's a big service winner from Osaka.
That's the thing with the great players. You don't have a lot of occasions to seize.
So easy to criticize from up here, but looking at that replay again, the forehand down the line was the obvious shot. 40-30. Forehand return from Jovic. Going deep now, right back at Osaka, down the middle of the court. Another big forehand.
Good job.
Too big as far as Osaka's concerned.
We feel like Jovic is close to the having the last word in this game, but she needs to be a bit more precise when she gets the opportunity.
Yeah. 3-all, juice, final set. Osaka serves to the backhand. Oh. Returns long. It is long.
Another big serve by Osaka down the middle, 180 kilometers per hour, 179.
Just heard the voice there of Thomas Witkarowski, who is Osaka's coach, very well known, of course, for his time with Iga Świątek.
Yeah.
Merci.
Did a decent job.
Yeah, not bad at all. Game point. First serve was good. Off forehand now from Osaka's even better. High ball comes up. She's going to put this one away.
First serve on the line, forehand on the line, and then easy drive volley to
Osaka
finish the point.
4-3.
And 4-3 Osaka.
Still on serve in this deciding set on court, Suzanne Lenglen. Flavio Cabolli is very close to victory on court. Philippe Chatrier against Leonard Tien of the United States. Tien serving to stay in the match. Two sets down, 3-5. He does have a game point. Matteo Berrettini and Francesco Comisana are on serve after three games of the first set on Simone Mathieu. Zachary Zvider continues to be a breakup against Francisco Cerundolo of Argentina. 3-1 and 40-love in the final set. Diana Schneider has beaten Alexandra Olenikova 7-5, 6-1. Those are the latest scores still to come on the court we are currently on. Is the world number one, Arina Sabalenka against Daria Kazakina, then Moise Kwame and Alejandro Tabillo, and also Jaime Faria of Portugal against Francis Tiafoe on court Simone Mathieu a little earlier. Maria Sakkari lost in three, and I've now lost confidence in pronouncing the Polish qualifier. Maya is her first name. I'm confident about that. She's doing very well. I'm also very confident in saying that. But Christina, you've damaged me. Hawalinska. I'll get confirmation. And Chris has been in touch with regards to my incident at St Pancras last week when I had the wrong ticket. And he says, Marcus, didn't you say to the ticket machine, don't you know who I am? Well, I did. And the ticket machine said no. So there we are. 3-4. Jovic continuing to get running advice from Thomas Gutteridge. And she looks to go out wide to the forehand, into the sideline. A ball girl very quickly does what she has to do. Jovic has a habit of losing the first point on serve. Deep return from Osaka, who now lofts her forehand long. She was just slightly wrong-footed, Osaka.
15-0.
Have you actually, on the men's side, Antoine, come to any conclusion now as to who's going to become champion?
Yeah, I did come to a conclusion. Is that it's impossible to say anything. That's my conclusion.
It's a very good conclusion.
I'm thinking Coligno, I'm thinking Cobolli, I was thinking Tien.
Do you know who I'd love to see win? I'll come to this in a moment. Jovic at 15-love. Backhand cross court from Jovic now. I think, oh, I thought she's going to go down the line, but she's creating some really good angles with that backhand.
And creating the miss by Osaka at the same time.
The player I would love to see take advantage of all this, I'm not sure that he will.
Kasper Ruud, no?
Andre Rublev.
Oh, okay.
Love to see Rublev win a major. He's got a tough draw ahead of him, potentially. Just remind you in a moment of what the draw does look like. As Osaka goes cross-court, so too does Jovic. And then she had to stretch. Oh, she gets a little net cord. In comes Osaka. Up goes a high ball from Jovic. And Osaka does put away the overhead. Jovic lunged at the ball, but she couldn't get there.
30-15.
Love that point. And again. Come on. Come on. Come on. Here we go.
Stay up.
Yeah. The whole box of Iva Jovic behind her. 30-15.
Tomorrow's order of play is out. I'll let you know about that in just a moment in case you are coming here or you just simply want to plan your Sunday. But it's Jovic, 3-4, 30-15. First serve into the net. First match on Chatrier tomorrow again features Iga Świątek. That's the fourth time in a row that she has been first on Ash. Should be some match as well against Marta Kostyuk. Jovic serves the forehand return from Osaka, then leads to a backhand cross court from the Japanese player. Goodness me. Jovic is playing with the lines and then goes down the line with a backhand winner. It's an interesting exchange actually yesterday, Antoine, between Iga Świątek and our very own Simon Cambers, who asked a very fair question and just said, do you request a specific time? Yeah. And that was off the back of the fact that she played first three times in a row on Chetre. And tomorrow will be a fourth time as Jovic serves to the forehand. And off balance, the return is long. It's another hold. Eight games in the final set. They've all gone with the server, so it's 4-4. She was very coy in answering that. She looked at the moderator and then just turned around and said, yes. But it was like, almost like she was guilty of something. And it's perfectly fair, isn't it, to ask. They might not,
of course,
accept your request, but anyway, she seems to be asking, and they